also praying Minister Nadine Mitchell's husband made his transition. We called him Brother Mitch. And so three in that family, she, the son, and now he has made his transition. So keep that family in prayer as we bow to the will of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, musicians. What a blessed series we have been in for the last 2 weeks. If you've been blessed by this series, come on and give God praise. And the Spirit of the Lord has been in this place as we've been laying the foundation for this being the year of Selah. And I pray that you've been embracing the messages, the teachings for life impact. In this past week, I spoke about retooling, and I'm certain if you didn't have a chance, make sure you go back and look at that lesson, and I'm just believing God you're even going to be blessed more as I continue with retooling on this coming Wednesday. So let's get into today's message. The text that we've been using, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And our message that we've been dealing with for the last 2 weeks, as we hopefully will conclude today, driven by purpose. Driven by purpose. Who's driving your car? When you're riding, somebody else is driving. And you got to know who is driving your car. Is purpose driving or is flesh driving? Your wants, are they driving? What you want. It's not about what you want. And you'll see, hopefully, with the conclusion of this word today. Hallelujah. You got to make sure you're being driven by purpose. Motivation, both intrinsic and extrinsic, serves as the guide or the driving force behind the actions people take. That's right, pat them again. Hallelujah. I don't miss too much, even with these lights on. You got to make sure that your actions are being motivated by purpose. We read that the Lord made it very clear. I know the plans that I have for you. He's ordered our footsteps. So we have to make sure that we're driven, Michael, hear what I'm saying? By purpose. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't. Well, you're going to be blessed by this word today. I told you Esther was one of those great books because they got all kind of stuff in it. Murder. Sex, denial. Ooh. We left off with Haman. Remember Haman? Three principal characters we're talking about. Esther, who's the queen. Mordecai, which is her uncle, second cousin, something like that, but raised her. And then Haman, He's the evil character. All three of them are involved. You know, sometimes you got the devil somewhere around you. No matter how you try to do your best, the devil shows up in somebody. I'm not talking about the devil that, you know, see the horns and the tail and all the pitchfork. No, no, no. Sometimes you sit next to the devil. Hallelujah. Ooh, I'm getting warm up in here.
Thank you, Pat. Be careful now.
So we left off with the fact that Haman had just gone to the king and has asked him to write a decree that all Jews be destroyed because Mordecai would not bow down to him. So then he was used by the spirit of evil to launch a campaign to have all the Jews destroyed. And the king tells Haman, do what you want. I'll put a law on it. The Jews will be destroyed. And see, when the king makes a law, no one can refute the king. That's very important. Stay with me. Hallelujah. Mariah, you with me? Glory to God. Stay with me. I see a queen in her. Glory to God. So, Mordecai, when he hears the news that the king has made a law that all Jews be destroyed, he cries bitterly. He tears his clothes off. He goes into sackcloth. He's totally upset along with all the other Jews in the empire. Yeah, I'm going to switch over. I just remembered I got this other mic. All right, there we go. Mordecai heard the news, tore his clothes, cried bitterly with all the Jews throughout the kingdom. Now, Esther, who is the queen, is Jewish. That's her nationality, but she never revealed to the king that she was Jewish. Uh-oh. Mordecai then goes to Queen Esther, sends a message. Listen, Esther, I'm beseeching you. Turn it down just a little bit, my monitors. I'm beseeching you. Beg for mercy and plead with him for the Jewish people. Then Esther sends word back and reminds Mordecai, listen, I just can't go into the king without being summoned. I have to have an invitation. Even though she's the queen, protocol dictates you can't go to the king unless you're summoned. Hallelujah. I know, well, I'll leave that alone. All right. If I do that and the king does not raise his royal scepter to me, then that means the guards will immediately kill me. That's his secret service. That's his protection. And just because I'm his queen does not give me the right to just go into his presence. I'll be disobeying the law. And remember, that's how the last queen got removed. She was in disobedience to her husband. Then Mordecai, with wisdom, reminds Esther, do not think in Esther chapter 4, verse 12, do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. Remember, when that law went forth, it included you. And even though you're sitting in the throne room and you got all these attendants, when they find out you're Jewish, because his law has dictated, you too will be destroyed. That's why you've got to have empathy with others. Don't think that you are removed from being affected by the adversary when he begins to throw his tangent. You've got to have empathy for others. Listen to me, saints. When you even see them on the street homeless, don't turn your nose up at them, because you've got to have the position, there go I, but by the grace of God. Hallelujah. We are not removed from a day later being affected by the adversary just like somebody else. Listen, I don't care what they say, you can lose your job tomorrow. Management and companies don't care a thing about you. And you could have been there for 20 years, it matters not. Somebody will come in and remove you and don't even consider what you've contributed to that company. Hallelujah. So don't get the big head thinking, I got this secured because I know somebody. Honey, you don't know anybody. You better know Jesus. Mordecai said, now, I know you're the queen, but listen, girl. Don't you forget where you come off. I told you I feel like preaching. You got this big house, hallelujah, living in, I'm talking about you all. Living in this nice house, got a nice car, got some glad rags, eating well, going to cast cones every week. I got Sheldon's attention on that. But you cannot forget where you come from. Come on now, saints. Hallelujah. I remember growing up. I ain't always had what I had now. Hallelujah. And see, you'll find out, because the hood is still in us. And that's why you don't want to push us to. We might be praying, speaking in tongues, but the hood is still there somewhere. I might act nice and I might use the right King's English and not use double negative, and you have never heard me curse, but honey, the hood is still there. I know I'm preaching this morning. Hallelujah. So be careful of what you say and how you talk to me. Like I tell you, sometimes I'm traveling, there's others that maybe of a different, you think that I'm going to be in a lesser position. The devil is a lie. I am somebody, because I'm God's body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm preaching. And then he finalizes and says this. He reminds Esther, which is so important. Who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this.
orchestrated where you're to be at now, not just to save yourself, but you are to save others. That's why you got to make sure you're not being driven by what you want. You got to make sure it's God, because you can get out of the will of God and will affect somebody else's life. Oh, sharabaka. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You talk about the grass is looking greener on the other side. You don't realize it's artificial. That's why it's green. Because it's not real. Oh. Thank you. Somebody said, all right, Bishop, glory to God. All right. Esther then sends word to Mordecai. Listen, I hear what you're saying. Now, what I want you to do, Mordecai, is have the people of God go into a fast. You have to ask yourself, when's the last time you fasted? Not that it was called by the church, but in your personal relationship with God. You got to realize, I'm slipping. A flesh is trying to get a stronghold. I see that old man rising. Whew. Esther realized, I can't do this on my own. Hallelujah. When God, hear me, saints, when God has a supernatural job for you to do, you need others to be there with you. Don't think you can make decisions by yourself. You need somebody. Pray with me on this. Give me counsel. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord. She says, pray and fast for 3 days, and when it's done, I'll go to the king. And if I perish, I perish. But I want to be motivated and driven by what I know is right. Say it with me. There's no Chiefs game, so he ain't got nowhere to go. Then on the third day, after praying and fasting, hallelujah, Queen got her best outfit on. She knew what buttons to push. And got that nice fragrance. You know, there's certain fragrances when you just pass by a person. Others you pass by. That's a message. Glory to God. So the king is on the throne. Esther then enters in but is not summoned. She's not invited. And she knows the consequences of going in to the king and he's not invited her. Hallelujah. And as the king sees Esther, the Bible says, he was pleased to see her. And he extended the royal scepter. Esther said, uh-oh, I got it now. Now the king, when he saw her, listen, don't miss this, because everything is leading up to a climax. You hear me, Michelle? Tell somebody, don't go to sleep. Yeah. Now, Michelle, how come you hollered Aaron's name out? All right, Michelle. Now, the king says, here it is. The king says, what can I do for you? Now remember, Bryce, she was sent there for a mission. She had to be driven by. Because the king said, whatever you want, even up to half the kingdom, I'll give it to you. Amy said, woo! Esther could not then use that opportunity for her advantage. Sometimes God will open a door. God will open a door. And when he opens the door, you can think it's just for me, but what is the purpose behind this open door? Hallelujah.
Somebody shout, open door.
I'm telling you, saints, God is going to prove himself this year. You're going to see doors open before you. If I be a man of God, doors are going to open to you. But you got to remember, you've got to be driven, Brother Williams, by purpose. Hallelujah. So Esther then initiates a plan. See, you've got to have a plan. That's why in this year of Selah, when you reassess and you begin to retool, God's going to give you a plan. Ooh, glory to God. I'm feeling good in the Holy Ghost. She just did not go in and blurt what she wanted, but she had a plan. Sometimes you can't expose to the devil and others what your plan is. Hallelujah. I heard you, D. God will reveal to you a plan. Look. That has to be in purpose. Sister McGinnis, you hear what I'm saying? Driven by purpose. So, here's the plan. You ready for the plan? Esther asked the king. Remember, the question is, what can I do for you? He said, I'll give you whatever you want. Half the kingdom. Your own private jet, Lamborghini, a home in the Bahamas, Gucci wardrobe. But she had a plan. When God is in the plan, you've got to decrease. I know I'm speaking to somebody. So here's the plan. She tells the king, what I want to do is, look, I want to have a banquet, and I want you, king, and only Haman to attend. And at the banquet, I'll tell you what I want. This is scripture. That's why everything I'm preaching is in the Word. She says, oh, king, I love you. And I want to tell you what you can do for me, but I want to surprise you. I'm going to hold a banquet for you, and I want you to bring Haman. Remember, he's the evil one. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can't let the devil know I know who you are. Sometimes you got to play along where they think they're walking on you. Glory to God. I knows you. I knows you. You grinning and smiling. But in your mind, I know you. Hallelujah. When Haman hears the word that the queen has invited him to a special banquet with just the king, you know, he already was beside himself. He already had a big head. He already thought he was so much. Woo, when he heard that, oh, you couldn't touch him. He went home. He got all giddy, went home, and couldn't wait to tell his family and brag, the king asked for me to come to the banquet, to be with the queen. Woo. No one else gonna be there but us. On the way out to the house, he runs into Haman. And when he runs in, remember, his countenance, everything is fine. He runs into Haman, and Haman still wouldn't bow to him. Wouldn't bow to Mordecai. Mordecai wouldn't bow to him. No. Can I preach this? Haman Mordecai wouldn't bow to Haman. Thank you. The devil took my thought. And when that happened, Haman got his whole countenance changed. When the moment he saw him, he got all upset. Now, thank you. Just a minute ago, he was all happy. But one person changed his whole countenance. Don't let somebody change your countenance. Sometimes when you just see a person, and especially don't let it be an ex. You all happy, praising the Lord. And then you see your ex come in with somebody else on their shoulder, on their arms. You can't even praise them anymore. Haman goes home, tells his wife and friends about the invitation, but they also see how irked Mordecai has made Haman. His wife, Haman's wife, Zeresh, suggests, well, why don't you just build a gallows, a pole? Now, stay with me, because it's very important you understand this. It wasn't a cross. It was a pole. A pole that was about 50 feet high. It was a high pole. And why don't you have Mordecai impaled on the pole? Now, I don't mean to disturb you, but impaling is worse than a cross. Impaling, and this is what they actually did, was taking a pole. Please, some of you might want to cover your ears, but it's reality. And they would take the pole through the rectum. And the person then would just be on the pole. Until they died. See, the satanic mind will cause you to do some awful things. And if you've ever seen television programs where a pole or a beam went in one side and went out the other and they're still alive, that's being impaled. But they did it as a form of torture. Hallelujah. He said, so it's his wife. That's why you got to be married to the right person. Hallelujah. You got to make sure you have a godly spouse. Some of these mothers can testify. Don't get caught up in how somebody looks. They got to make sure, you got to make sure they know the Lord. Hallelujah. So, get the picture. Zeresh, his wife, has suggested having this poll done. And at the same time, I tell you, this the book of Esther is so intriguing. At the same time, God begins to deal with the king. He couldn't sleep. Have you ever had those nights where you just couldn't sleep? I had one the other day. It looked like you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's like you're wide awake. You're trying to go back to sleep. You want to go back to sleep. Then you just release yourself and go, and you go into meditation or prayer or read scripture, because sometimes God wants to talk to you. So at the same time all of this is going on, the Lord deals with the king. He could not sleep. So he orders his servants. He ordered the book of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought into him, look, at the middle of the night, and start reading to him what has been going on in my kingdom. And as they were reading, look, it came, and they found that it was recorded there that Mordecai was the one who exposed the two who tried to assassinate him. Remember last week, Esther made sure that Mordecai's name was written as the one who revealed the assassination. See, everything works together for good. So, because she had it written there, the Lord could not cause the king to sleep. He has his servants come, just read to me what's going on in the kingdom. And they read. Stay with me, saints. This is going to get gooder and gooder. All right. And two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes, when, what honor, look, what honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? And they answered the king, nothing has been done for him. Just because it looks like you're not getting what you should have deserved now, God has not forgotten you. When you're driven by purpose, God's got your number. Just hold on. When it looks like others are being elevated, when it looks like others are being promoted, when it looks like others are getting the blessings, God has not forgotten you. Somebody put a praise on that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at somebody, tell them, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You may have thought you were forgotten, but it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Hallelujah. So, glory to God. When it was found out that nothing had been done for him, the king feels bad. You mean this guy foiled the plot to have me assassinated, and I never gave him anything? Whew. Listen, saints, it's amazing how God sets things up. He asked his attendants, is there anybody in the courtyard? At that moment, come on. on Haman. Haman was coming to see the king to ask if he could have Mordecai impaled. At the exact moment, sometimes when the devil has something planned for evil, God will turn it around. I told you this morning in my spirit, God said, I'm going to turn it around. What you thought was meant for evil, God is going to do it for your good. I know I'm walking in the Holy Ghost. Thank you. So the king tells them, well, bring Haman into me. Remember, Andre, he's thinking he's going to ask the king to impale Mordecai. So the king brings him in. Now, he knows not to say a thing until the king asks him. When Haman comes in, the king asks him, what should be done? Look, for the person the king desires to honor. He tells Haman, what, Haman, you're one of my trusted followers. I've made you prince over all the other princes. Tell me, what should be done for the man that the king wants to honor? Well, the scripture says, now Haman thought to himself, who is there that the king would rather honor than me? When the question was asked, he immediately thought, Sister Joyce, oh, the king wants to honor me. The Bible says, so he answered the king, for the man the king delights to honor, have them bring a royal robe that the king has worn, and a horse that the king has ridden, one of those that has the royal crest on the head of the horse. Then let the robe and the horse be entrusted to one of the king's most noble princes, and let them robe the man the king delights to honor and lead him on the horse through the streets, proclaiming before him, this is what is done for the man that the king honors. He thinks it's for himself. But what did he do? He just spoke a blessing on Mordecai. Woo! Sharabakata. The king said, excellent. Go at once and do that for Mordecai because he's the one I want to honor. Haman is crushed. John, show me you're crushed. Get up here. Show you're Haman. Get off your phone. Show me. When you hear that the king says, I want you to do this for Mordecai, because he's the one I want to honor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And here's Haman now leading through the city. The one he hates, Mordecai. This is the one who the king desires to honor. This is the one who the king desires to honor. What others mean for your evil, God will I should have entitled this message, God's Gonna Turn It Around. Well, his wife and friends, when he goes home, they see he's defeated. But they remind him, what's the law? What's the law that the king has signed? What's the law that goes out through all the province that all Jews should be destroyed? And look how God works it. At that exact moment that he heard that, here comes the king's attendants to Haman, ushering him to the banquet. Remember, there's a banquet that Queen Esther has a desire for Haman to attend. Oh, y'all don't hear me. And right when his wife and friends suggested, remind the king that he's put into a law that all Jews are to be destroyed. Now remember, remember, Haman does not know that Esther is a Jew, because she hasn't even revealed it to the king. That's why you just can't tell everybody everything. Hallelujah. He goes in. Queen is there smiling. The ushers and all the attendants put him up at this big banquet. It's just the king. It's just Esther and him, the three characters. Oh, they're having a good time. They're talking. They're drinking. So the scripture says this. So the king and Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet, and as they were drinking wine on the second day, that means there was a whole day already of drinking. And it wasn't Boone's Farm and Ripple. Look, the scripture says, so the king asked Queen Esther, you know, this banquet is here. What is your petition? Because I said, I will give you whatever you want. What is your request? Even up to half the kingdom, it will be granted. Now, here's Haman sitting there just smiling, waiting for his chance to reveal that Mordecai is a Jew, and he's just sitting there. And then the queen answers, oh, if I have found favor with you, your majesty, and it pleases you, grant me my life. That's my petition. And spare my people. This is my request. Now the king said, what you talking about, Esther? What you talking about? Who was that show? What you talking about? Willis. What you talking about, Willis? The king is puzzled. What do you mean you want your life? What it is you mean you want your people to be spared? She says, for I and my people have been sold to be destroyed, killed, and annihilated. And if we had merely been sold as male and female slaves, I would have just been kept quiet, because no such distress should justify disturbing you, O king, my love. The plan comes to fruition.
And look how God worked everything. All things work together for good. All things.
Hallelujah. Even the bad things, God is working it out. If you be a man or a woman of God, don't worry, God's going out. Turn it around.
Oh, glory to God. Some of you might have children in jail. I just heard the Lord petition their release.
Somebody didn't get it. God said petition their release. I don't care what the charge is. I don't care what the judge said. God is over all of them. Petition their release. I wish somebody put a praise on that. I wish somebody would put a praise on that. Your child, get them out of jail. Get them out of bondage. Hallelujah. It might not even be a physical jail. It could be a mental jail. It could be a spiritual jail. Ask God for their release. I know you've been praying for them. I know you've been thinking it's over. God said, petition their release.
I wish I had some worshipers. When you hear a word like that, you need to have others. You might not have a child in jail, but you gotta pray like Esther said for others. Pray with me. Worship with me that God will release my child. You better believe God. God makes no mistakes. Hallelujah. I need some worshipers up in here. Some believers up in here. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Asharabatata. Hey. They was even guilty. But God said, petition. I didn't plan that. It just dropped in my spirit. Hallelujah. Sit down if you can. I'm not finished. Sit down. Oh! Hey! Hallelujah! Hey! Hey!
Their sexual identity. God said, ask for the release. Hey, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. God said, I'm gonna turn it.
You better look at somebody, tell them God said he's gonna turn it around. You better tell somebody God's gonna turn it around. Hallelujah. be released. Be released. Now watch this, watch this. I gotta keep preaching. I gotta keep preaching. Don't no one leave now. It's not finished. I'm walking in the anointing this morning. I gotta finish this. So when look. After Esther made her plea before the king and said, if it was just for us to be made slaves, I wouldn't bother you. But they're trying to kill me. They're trying to kill my family. They're trying to kill my people. The scripture says, King Xerxes asked Queen Esther, who is he? Where is he? The man who has dared to do such a thing. Esther said, an adversary, an enemy, this vile Haman. Stay with me. God sets it up. The king got in a rage. He left his wine and went out into the palace. See, sometimes you're so upset, you got to walk out. You got to get out. Now look what happened. I'll tell you, it gets gooder and gooder. The king leaves after hearing that Esther pointed it out. It was Haman. He did this thing. Ooh. You don't have to fight. God will fight for you. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Now look what happens. Look. The Bible says, then Haman was terrified before the king and queen. Haman realized that the king had already decided his fate. So he stayed behind to beg Queen Esther for his life. Now watch this. Watch. As he was coming up to Queen Esther, Esther sitting
and he's coming to her and trips as he's coming and falls on Esther. And at that exact moment, the king walks in. Just as the king returned from the palace garden to the banquet hall, Haman was falling on the couch where Esther was reclining. He's trying to beg for his life, trips and falls, and ends up on the couch. When the king walks, he's already upset. The king walks in, now he's livid. One of his assistants, he said, I can't believe you would do this. You're trying to now rape my wife? He doesn't, you know, sometimes you get so mad, all you do is see stars. Now, he really didn't intend it. He just fell. God will have you fall. Hallelujah. His assistants, he's thinking, what should I do? Look, 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 look. Tell somebody, look. His assistant said, King, Haman has already constructed this pole outside his house where he intended to ask you to have Mordecai impaled on. The king said, impale him on it. What he meant for somebody else came back, and that's how he was destroyed. Now, I'm almost finished. Look at somebody. God said he's going to turn it around. You might have $2 in your account. God said, it might look like you have no friends and nobody wants you, but God said, it might appear as if you're being overlooked and everybody else is advancing and being promoted. God said he's going to. You might be in such a state in your life that you feel you can never have a relationship with God, that what you've done, God will hate you forever. Listen, pay attention. I'm telling you now, God loves you. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you're even planning to do. God will turn it around. He'll make you his best lover. Jesus is the lover of my soul. So that same day, King Xerxes gave Queen Esther the estate of Haman. The enemy of the Jews and Mordecai came into the presence of the king, for Esther had told him how he was related to her. The king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed from Haman, presented it to Mordecai. Esther appointed him over Haman's estate. Esther again pleaded with the king, falling at his feet and weeping. She begged him to put an end to the evil plan of Haman, which he had devised against the Jews. The king extended the golden scepter to Esther. She arose and stood before him, and the king changed the law.
I don't have time to read it all, but you can read it when you get home. The king changed the law, and he declared, what I declare as law, nobody can change it but me. Now, he's man. But there's a King of Kings. There's a Lord of Lords. That when he makes a law, you shall be blessed. Nobody, no devil, no person can turn it around, because God said, I'm going to have my way. Come on, worshipers. Come on, worshipers. All of this, was because Mordecai was driven by purpose. What do you mean, Mordecai? It was Mordecai who set it up for Esther to enter the beauty pageant. And while the saints said, saints shouldn't be in no beauty pageant showing themselves, I remember I had people across the country criticizing, how can you let your daughters be cheerleaders? That's not of God. Well, all I can say is the Chiefs has been in the Super Bowl for the last 4 or 5 years. When God is in it, the Lord will get the glory. And you've got to be driven by purpose. Listen, listen. It can't be what you want. You'll conclude, I got to do something. No. Because listen, listen to me. It's not just you that's at stake. If Esther never became queen, if Esther was never in the position, all of the Jews would have been destroyed. That's why Esther could not forget, maybe I've come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Everyone, I'm not going to be long, but everyone who's heard the Lord speak to you, and you know you need to make a change in your life, God is saying, I'm here with extended hands. I love you. There's a purpose for you. It's not about your past. It's not about what you've done. Look, what you said. The Apostle Paul was one of the greatest persecutors of the church. But God met him on a road one day, and it changed his life very quickly. If you know the Lord has spoken to you, I want you to come on down to this altar right now. We want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on, my workers. Come on. Come on. Don't wait on anybody else. And this is not just for quote unquote sinners. You know you want to make sure you're in the will of God, being driven by purpose. Come on down here right now. Come, 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 come. Don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. Hallelujah! God will change your life around today.